Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
Under a crown. Hello, everyone. This is Kim, and you are listening to Post Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio. We are back on this beautiful Friday. Yesterday was such a scary, stormy day, and now we're back to the sunshine, as you know, Boston weather, as it goes, always back to sunshine, apparently. But today we have Unruly Few with us, who has been here before. I don't remember exactly when, but about a year ago, maybe. But we're so excited to have them. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves and each other?
Thank you, Kim. We're so happy to be back. We are Unruly Few. Our third single off our debut album, If You Go Walking, came out today. It's entitled Nowhere, Colorado. And we're going to play it for you. So,
let's do it.
Awesome. Go right ahead. Time.
Boom. 2, 3, 4. Tomorrow I should be leaving Colorado, but I think I'd best be heading somewhere else. She called me today and told me. Colorado.
So this was your single that just came out today?
Today. What? At 12 a.m.
Wow. Wow. And are any of you actually from Colorado?
No, we're not. We're actually about the furthest thing from Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about a girl from Colorado.
Okay.
That, you know, this song has been a long time in the making. I wrote it about 4 years ago. No, 3.5. You know, right when I got to college. Miles, who's playing bass with us right now, he remembers when I wrote this song, and you know, he's been there for the ride, so we've really come full circle with it.
Nice. Cool. Keep playing, and then we'll talk about it more later.
Let's do it. We're just having fun here on 91.5 FM WMFO Radio, Medford Tufts. This is a little song called 17. Rope, get on your feet. Hey! 23, that ship has sailed, you're out to sea. Hey! Don't mind me, I'll try my best, can't guarantee that I'll be here tomorrow, that I'll see. It ain't me. What does it mean? What does it mean to be set free? Hey! Forgery. Is your life over?
That was awesome. Are these are all originals, right? Everything you're playing originals?
Yep. We're awesome. Playing an all original set. These are all songs coming off.
Right.
Yeah, these are all songs.
Constantine pointed out none of our guests have ever been so eager or ever at all done the station ID. But you're really into 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts from radio.
Well, you know what? I'm actually taking a class this semester.
Right.
It's on the history of radio broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
You took that class?
I took that class too.
William took that class too. And it's really opened my eyes to the role that radio has played in music.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
Like, I mean, if we didn't have this, you know, technology for broadcasting, like, I mean, music would look very different today. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're all music lovers and connoisseurs and fans, and yeah, it's like radio paved a path for that, and people like you are keeping that tradition alive. So
college radio is a key to American culture, I would say. So
that means a lot coming from William, because William by way of Toulouse, France.
Oh yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm taking a similar class called Music Technology and Digital Culture, and we've talked a lot about radio too. But it is interesting and it's important, and we don't want it to die. So
no,
that's why we're here.
We can't let it die, especially mm-hmm. college radio. You know, it's because we get, you know, you give local bands opportunities and mm-hmm. you play eclectic music, and we're here for it.
Totally. Okay, well, on that note, keep playing.
This is a song called Heart for Sale. Take another one, Will.
wash the pain from me, they wash the pain away. You have to say, you can give your heart for sale.
Amazing, beautiful. You gotta let the note ring out.
Thank you, Kim.
You're welcome. So you guys all write these songs together, or Lucas, are you the main writer?
So off this album, so I'll give some backstory. In June, the three of us traveled down to Atlanta and made this album. So all these songs we're playing are songs off that album. It's scheduled to come out February 1st of 2025. And for about 70% of the album, yes, these are my songs that I brought to the band. We have three songs off the album that we all wrote collectively. And those are coming up in the second half of the set. And we're kind of doing a little cool thing here. This is one of the first times we've ever, done an acoustic set. But we got one more acoustic song for you, and then we're going to actually switch over to electric and rock out a little bit.
Awesome.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's how I remember you guys, is, rocking out. And so,
right.
But it's cool to see all of the versatility of, kind of this folky bluegrass vibe also, which
is
really cool.
Well, thank you, Kim. That's what we're going for. We're trying to... just diversify, and we love, as much as we love playing loud and like turning amplifiers up and falling over cymbals, like we also love, the nuance and the feeling of playing together in a room with acoustic guitars and brushes. So, Tom, you want to say something? I'm going to introduce the band really quick before this last song.
I prefer sticks to brushes personally, but. I'm good with whatever.
We got Tommy Marcus on drums by way of Atlanta, Georgia.
What's up, everybody?
William Thomas on guitar from Toulouse, France. We got Miles Carlin on bass from Los Angeles.
Yo.
And myself, my name's Lucas Unruh, and I'm also from Los Angeles. It's our last acoustic song for you guys, but thanks for tuning in and checking us out.
Let's do it.
This one's called Whisper Words.
face the pain.
Okay, so we're going to chat a little bit longer now, and I'm also going to, Constantine is in there helping y'all set
up. We're going to do a little switcheroo over to some electric guitars.
All
right.
Cool. So do you want to talk a little bit more about this album in the works, and, or someone talk more about it, and, is this the first single coming out off of that album?
No, so we had three singles. It's the third single, actually, coming out today. We had the first single coming out September 13th. And if I remember correctly, it was on a Friday.
It's Friday the 13th.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Called Sinking Feeling. And we're going to play this one in the later set today. And we had another song coming out on Halloween called Rearview that we're going to play also in that set. So Nowhere Colorado is our third single.
Nice. Why? So you picked such like scary dates for the other releases. What's so scary about November 22nd?
I think it's Lucas.
Am I? There we go.
Yeah, there you are.
What's
sorry.
So scary about? Well, so it's not really a scary thing. It's more like, if you look at numerology, 1122 is a very powerful number, you know. And that was the main reason why we did it. Because I'm just like, you know, I'm into that sort of thing.
Numerology.
Numerology, yeah. Like, what are some? You know.
He's a numbers man.
I'm a numbers man. I'm right. I'm a very analytical person.
Yeah. I see.
I'm kidding. I'm not. I'm like the opposite.
Right.
But yeah, no, and it, you know, coincidentally, it happened to fall on a Friday, and it also happens to be my little sister's birthday.
Oh my gosh! Wait, what's her name?
Her name is Giselle.
Giselle. Shout out! Happy birthday!
Shout out! Giselle. I believe she's turning 12.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
12 years old. So
that's a big.
Giselle,
preteen.
Happy
age.
Birthday. I love you. I don't know if you're listening to this. Probably not. You're 12. are 12-year-olds listening to the radio? Nah.
I would hope so. I don't know.
Let's force them to.
Come on. Well, happy birthday. Shout out.
Yeah.
You know, my little sister's birthday was exactly a month ago, so that's crazy.
Hey, see, numerology. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. You cannot escape it.
It's so true. Okay, how are we doing in there? Are you guys all set up and ready?
We're good to go. This is the this is the first song off the new record. It's called The Wind. Two. Three, four. Of yesterday slowly unfold, who we are and what we were. No longer feed my soul. I tried to hide it, but she always gets out. Is it something I can not live without? Purple colors the sky. My last cries are another dream gone by.
My face from the wind.
That was amazing. What a way to start the electric set. Come on.
Thanks, Kim.
Of course. Oh, I was forget to turn the reverb off, and then you're like, thanks, Kim.
Whoa, I'm cool. See, I'm a proponent. I think, like, we should have little devices that, you know, put reverb on our voices in everyday scenarios.
True.
Because reverb's great. Like, so reverb is a guitarist's best friend. If you're a shitty guitarist, slap.
So
oh,
true.
Sorry. Am I not allowed to swear?
It's okay, but yes, no.
Yes, no. My bad. I totally.
You get a pass. It's
totally
okay.
Forgot that we're on the broadcast waves. No, but it, you know, if you have a mediocre guitarist, just slap some reverb on it.
True.
You know.
True.
It will probably sound good.
That, you know, and I live by that. Okay.
All right. This next song is called Rearview.
Freaking awesome. For those of you who didn't see that and are wondering what that sound was, that was a talk box.
Yes.
Do you want to talk a little bit about? Do you want to? Sure. Ha ha ha. That's because that's a new addition from last time.
Sure. Usually on that song, it was more a jam back when we came here and we played it. It was a jam, and then when we came into the studio, Lucas had a new structure for it, and I said, you know, I think it would be cool to feature the talk box on the recording. And so, yeah, that's, you know, I've been a talk box player, you know, for a few years. So I said, you know, it's a cool thing I can do. Maybe we can feature it. Yeah.
Right. You got to always show the special talents.
It's my favorite part of the set.
Right. It's, you know, like I see sometimes when we set up for shows, like, people come and say, oh, what's that pipe that goes along the, you know, the mic stand? And I say, it's, you know, a talk box. Most people don't know, you know, what it is.
Or if you know, you know.
Yeah, like they heard it before in recordings. They don't really know how it's made, you know, or how it works. But it's always like a surprise for most people. So
yeah, it's a good little fun. I was going to say shock factor, but I don't... that might be a little extreme.
I mean, that's the thing, you know, in the guitar world, there's a lot of gimmicks. There's a lot of gimmicky things. The talk box is not one of them, you know, because it actually does take some technique and skill to play.
Yeah, totally.
You know, I can't do it. I mean, mainly because I don't own one and I don't want to. So if you haven't seen a talk box, it's like this little, like, clear tube that goes into your mouth. It's a very peculiar, you know, thing. If you don't know what it is, people are like, why is there a tube? Does he have like a tracheotomy? Like, you know, but yeah, it's, it takes some skill, and William has put in the time and effort and perseverance to acquire that skill.
Yeah. Right. Awesome. How many more songs you guys have left for us?
Two.
Perfect.
We got two more.
Okay, let's get into it. Maybe do them back to back.
Sounds good.
Sure.
Again, we've been Unruly Few. You can find us on Instagram at Unruly Few Band. You can find us on Spotify at Unruly Few. We have our debut album coming out February 1st, 2025, entitled If You Go Walkin'. Thank you so much for having us, Kim.
Of course. Thank you for coming.
All right. Close your eyes, say your prayers at night, but don't forget about the monsters in your mind. Take your pills one by one, but don't forget that you're not ill. Too late to go back in. That over too soon to run in line, too close for comfort or shelter, too far to make it on time, too late to go back and start over, too soon to run in line, too close for comfort or shelter, too far to make it on time. Close for comfort.
shelter. Too far to make it on time. Too late to go back and start over. Too soon to run and hide. Too close for comfort or shelter. Too far to make it on time.
Amazing. Thank you guys again for coming. And my mom has been texting me this whole set and just like talking about how awesome you guys are. And
aww.
You guys are such pros, well, she said.
What's your mom's name, Kim?
Christine.
Christine, thank you so much for tuning in. Your daughter does a lovely job here running. I mean, she's like, you know, we were here a year ago with, you know, when Amelia was still here. And, you know, Kim was kind of Amelia's sidekick. But now Kim's running the whole thing, and it's like killer.
Mm-hmm.
So
thank you, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kim's mom.
But yeah, thanks again, and keep listening, everyone. We have another set coming up, and this was Post Adolescence Glow at 91.5 FM WFO Medford Test Rumor Radio. Thank you to everyone who helped out today. We had a lot of Studio B trainees in here that did an amazing job. So shout out, and. Yeah, we're going to do a little quick switcheroo, Constantine. You can turn us off. Again, this was Unruly Few. Wait, I said it right the first time.
Do we have time for one more song?
No.
All good. Well, thank you so much for having us.
But thank you. And we'll be back in a few.
Yeah. Make a new coat every day to suit your affairs. Kissing girls in English at the back of the stairs. You're a honey with the following of innocent boys. They never know it because you never show it. You always get your way. They never know it because you never show it. You always get your way. Have you and her been taking pictures of your obsession? 'Cause I met a boy who went through one of your sessions. In his blue velour and silk you liberated a boy I never rated. Now he's throwing discus for Liverpool and witness. You liberated a boy I never rated. Now he's doing business. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field are beautiful people. Could I write a piece about you now that you've made it? About the hours spent the wilderness in your training. You only did it so that you could wear terry underwear, feel the city air run past your body. Your terry underwear, feel the city air run past your body. Could I write a requiem for you when you're dead? Had the move, she had the speed, it went to her head. She never needed anyone to get around the track, but when she's on her back, she had the knowledge to get her into college. But when she's on her back, she had the knowledge to get her what she wanted. Stars of track. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and